Dreamscape presents A Man's Place by Annie Ernaux. Translated by Tanya Leslie. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Introduction. A few nights after I finished Annie Ernaux's A Man's Place, I dreamed that I was walking through a forest in the very early spring. Melting ice was dropping from the trees, and I felt as if I were making my way through an extremely beautiful, intense, but ultimately friendly bombardment of glittering projectiles. When I awoke, it occurred to me that the dream might have been inspired by the powerfully affecting experience of reading Ernaux's book, which was first published in French in 1983, in English in 1992, and is about to be reissued here. The clear, unadorned, often staccato sentences of her narrative, less than 100 pages in length and divided into sections rarely longer than a page or two, struck me as having been oddly like those dazzling vestiges of winter that the trees in my dream had shed, it seemed, for my benefit, or perhaps as a message that I was only dimly capable of receiving. In fact, the reading experience was even more magical than the dream. Because those icicles, Ernaux's spare and precisely chosen phrases, had somehow managed, in falling, to arrange themselves into a highly complex and elaborate pattern. As a result of some wondrous alchemical process, her words had come together to form a detailed and complete portrait of a human being, an animated, dimensional representation of a person, rather like a hologram. Specifically, a hologram of Ernaux's father, who, by the time we have read A Man's Place, seems as simultaneously familiar and unknowable as someone with whom we have been intimately acquainted for our entire lives. Throughout the book, its subject is only referred to as my father. The customers at the cafe he runs with his wife call him, in Tanya Leslie's stellar translation, the boss. When his widow prepares his corpse for burial, she calls him my poor little man. His tombstone and the new visiting cards Ernaux's mother acquires refer to him as Ah Day. Ernaux's father dies at the beginning of the book, or more accurately, at the start of its second section. The first passage has been a characteristically unembellished account of its author as a student passing the test required for her certification to teach in a secondary school. The second part opens in a way that will give the reader a sense of Ernaux's style. My father...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?